البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. وأما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we continue with Ramadan Q&A, and inshallah ta'ala we continue as well with the topic of concessions. Today inshallah ta'ala we'll be addressing a specific one, which is the concession Allah gave the sick amongst the believers during the month of Ramadan. So can a sick person fast, or can he break his fast, or what's recommended for them? Inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss that today. First and foremost, we need to understand that there is no difference of opinion amongst the scholars that a sick person who is not harmed by fasting cannot break his siyam. A person who is not harmed by fasting, even if they sick with a light flu, for example, or a light headache, and this is not aggravated by fasting, it's not a severe sickness, those people are not allowed to break their siyam. They have to fast the month of Ramadan. So what type of sickness can exempt a person from fasting during Ramadan? Many scholars agree that if fasting causes significant harm, pain, or fear of deterioration in health, then breaking the fast is permissible. This includes cases where the person fears that fasting may lead to further harm or worsen their condition. Wallahu a'lam. So breaking the fast due to illness is only permissible if the illness is severe enough to worsen by fasting, or if there is a fear of delaying recovery. Yani it has to be a severe sickness, and complications can be caused by fasting. This is when it becomes permissible. So we can summarize this topic and say, firstly, if a person is genuinely unable to fast due to illness, it is impermissible for them to fast. And if a person is genuinely extremely sick and fasting is going to harm them, they're not allowed to fast. If fasting causes hardship without fear of harm, fasting is disliked. Number three, we can say, if fasting causes hardship with fear of harm, and there is a big chance that their health might or their life might be endangered, then fasting becomes impermissible and haram. If the risk is so significant and the harm that can potentially be caused by fasting is severe, then fasting becomes strongly prohibited. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. So based on these principles, it is known that continuing to fast despite hardship due to illness is incorrect and contradicts with the allowance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us, yani the concession Allah azza wa jal has given us. طيب, a lot of people ask about diabetes. Sheikh Al-Adani rahimahullah ta'ala said, if the person with diabetes is able to fast without any hardship, then fasting is obligatory upon them and they have to fast. However, if there is severe hardship, then they are considered sick and should break their fast. If there is hope for their recovery, then they must make up the missed days after their recovery. But if there is no hope for their recovery, then they should just feed a poor person for each day. In some cases, people have some severe kidney stone issues, and the medical advice is for them to drink water every 3 hours to avoid developing stones in their kidneys. The scholars of the permanent committee said about this case, if the situation, as mentioned, is severe and the doctors are experts in their fields, yani it can't be just any random doctor, they have to be experts and know what they're talking about, then it is recommended for you in that case to break your fast to preserve your health and to avoid harm to yourself. And if you recover later and become strong enough to make up the missed days, inshallah ta'ala, it becomes obligatory upon you to make up these days later. However, if your illness persists and the doctors, the specialists determine that there is no hope for your recovery and it's a permanent issue with your kidneys, and you know you have to, for the rest of your life, drink water every 3 hours, then they must feed a poor person for each day they broke their fasting, and they don't have to make up the days. Now, someone might ask, living in the West, you have Muslims, you have non-Muslim doctors. What type of doctors do you have to listen to in these scenarios? Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, some scholars have stated that when a trustworthy non-Muslim doctor gives advice, it should be accepted. Yani he has to be trustworthy and understand the severity of your case and give you a proper medical advice. If they did not fulfill this criteria, then you have to go to a Muslim doctor that's trustworthy and knows what they're talking about. So Ibn Uthaymeen said they based this on the incident where the Prophet ﷺ took help and sought help from a disbeliever during his hijrah to guide him through his way, alayhi salatu wassalam, from Mecca to Medina, and so on. Generally speaking, we say if you can find good, reliable, trustworthy experts amongst the Muslims, that's preferred. If your specialist is a non-Muslim and he knows what he's talking about, and he tells you that your life is endangered if you fast, that your case is severe, and that you cannot continue to fast, otherwise you might lose a limb, you might endanger your life, you might have kidney failure or whatever, may Allah protect us all from all these sicknesses, then you have to listen to their advice, even if they're not Muslims. So if a girl reaches puberty at a very young age, as we know some girls can hit puberty at the age of 9 or 10, and they are too weak and fragile and they can't fast, they try to fast, they faint, lose consciousness and so on, what applies to them, yani, in relation to Siyam? Are they fully exempted? Do they have to make up the days? What do they do? The Permanent Committee of Scholars, they stated that if a girl reaches the age of puberty and is unable to fast in Ramadan due to her weaknesses, she's exempted from fasting on that Ramadan. But when she gains the ability to fast and she becomes a bit older and more stronger and her body can handle fasting, inshallah ta'ala, then she has to make up those missed days. So fasting is still obligatory upon her, and she has to make up those days, wallahu alam. What about dialysis? Those who have kidney issues and they have to go to the hospital twice or three times a week to perform dialysis. What do they do in relation to this issue? The Permanent Committee of Scholars, they stated that if a person finds it difficult to fast on days of dialysis or on the other days where they don't go to hospital, subhanallah, and due to that sickness and the issues, they said that these people are permitted to break their siyam and make up for those missed days after Ramadan if they're capable of doing so. If the issue is permanent and untreatable and there is no kidney to be donated and it's incurable, may Allah protect all the Muslims from these sicknesses, ameen, then they just pay a kafara for the poor person per day or per missed days. Now, what about people that have permanent illnesses, yani old age, incurable diseases that stop them from fasting? Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he said there is no fasting for the elderly who are generally burdened by fasting. And for the sick whose recovery is not expected, yani permanent sickness, there is no disagreement about this amongst the scholars. They both are required to pay the expiation, though. They have to pay the expiation. They don't have to fast, but they have to pay the fidya. What about insanity, which is a permanent sickness? Do these people have to pay, or if they have wealth, مثلا, do you take out of their wealth and pay a kafara for them? SubhanAllah, some scholars said that these people who struggle with insanity, permanently insane, they have no obligation to fast in the first place. As the Prophet ﷺ told us that the pin has been lifted from three people, the insane until they regain sanity, child or the child until they reach maturity, and the sleeper until he awakens. Allahu alam. If a person grew up away from deen, yani he wasn't practicing and during his youth, and he's become an old man that's unable to fast. During his youth, he never fasted Ramadan in his life. What does he do in that case? When he's old, he can't fast, and you know, he's never fasted a day in his life. What the scholars say, they say, rahimahullah ta'ala, in that case, a person should provide the expiation, fidya. They count the days they've missed throughout their life, how many days they lived and how many days they've missed ever since they've hit puberty. Calculate that and pay the fidya, feeding one person per day, wallahu alam. Now, Feeding the poor, do you have to feed different people on different days? Or can you feed the same person over and over? The scholars have stated that it is not necessary for multiple needy people to be fed in that case. Yani if you get 10 people and feed them on three different days, if you're an elderly that couldn't fast the 30 days of Ramadan, then you feed 10 people on the same 10 people 3 days in a row, or you feed 30 different people, the same thing applies inshallah ta'ala, and the expiation has been fulfilled, wallahu a'lam. This is where we'll end inshallah ta'ala today, and inshallah we'll continue next lesson tomorrow. Jazakumullah khair, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.